Hello.
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 Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nikla. How may I help you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
So listen, I did the free trial for the keto product or whatever. And I took a couple of the pills and I got sick off them, so I called on the 15th of March to cancel it.
The 15th of March to cancel it.
Yep.
May I
So I
have
just
your
was speaking to. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry.
May I have your zip code to see if I have an account with you?
Yep, 14903.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Justin Pack, PACK.
Okay, and for verification purposes, may I have your address?
It's 203 West 18th Street, Elmira
Okay.
Heights, New York, 14903.
Okay, now let me see for you. Cancel
So I
account
was just
profile.
speaking to somebody, but I mean, the chick was so darn foreign, I couldn't really understand her, but.
Let me see. Doing about anymore. He can't call his bank coordinator. Customer hang up and disconnect the call. Yes, sir. I do see that they canceled, so you won't get charged anymore. And from what I see, they did charge you back the $91.89 and the $92.90.
No, I never, I didn't get that back, though. That's the problem. But here's probably why, because my card has been canceled, right? So when I seen them charges, I'm like, oh no, this is a fraudulent charge because it doesn't come up as the same ketogenics or whatever. It doesn't come up as that on my card statement. So I thought my card was hacked. You follow what I'm saying? So I canceled my credit card or my debit card. And now I have a new one. So I need to update that information so that way you guys can refund me on my proper card.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My supervisor, she said, like, we really don't have to get your new card information because as long as we charge it back to, like, your actual, like, bank account, it would be pinning into your bank account and you could just call the bank and just ask them to dispute it onto your account. It really doesn't depend on, like, if you got a new card or not.
So I didn't give my bank account information though. I just gave my credit card information. You follow what I'm saying? So there would be no way for you guys to know my bank account information. And the whole reason I called you guys is because my bank denied the dispute. Right? So it's been this giant pain in the butt. So when I asked the last lady to speak to a supervisor, she told me, no, there's not a supervisor available, blah, 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 blah.
Let me see. Let me see what my supervisor would say.
Right. I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. Okay. Are you there? Okay. I just spoken with my supervisor and she said basically the same thing that I said, that the chargeback and you really have to take it up with your bank and see what they will say from it because they're the only people who can dispute it since we did the chargeback.
Okay, so on your end, it looks like the chargeback has been processed.
Yes, yes, sir. How long ago have you called? The last time.
Well, the bank took it up, so it was probably a week ago.
Okay.
I didn't personally. I called on the 15th to cancel it, and then when the charge came through for the there's two different charges. One was 90, they were both 90 something dollars a piece. And then when I called my bank to do the dispute, like I said, they made a determination that the dispute would not go through.
Yes, sir. I'm about to take you to my supervisor. She'll probably help you out more than I can.
That sounds great. Thank you very much. All
right. You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Pam. I'm a supervisor here. What the agent is explaining is your bank did dispute the charges. It's already processed on the account. So once that happens, there's nothing we can do. We can no longer help you with the account. You have to go through your bank. Whatever their decision is going to be final.
Okay, but you guys have already given the money back to my account? Is that what she was saying?
No, sir. That's not what we're saying. Your bank isn't determining that. You need to call them. And whatever
right.
they decide it is final.
So that's the whole purpose of me calling. Because when I called on the 15th to cancel my account, you guys still processed the next wave through, and I didn't receive anything else in the mail.
No, sir, what
so you
charged
me
180... for was the original trial, because those are not free. Those are a 14-day trial to try for 30 days, I mean for 14 days, and if you don't cancel them, you got to pay the full cost of the original
right.
dollars you got in the trial. That was already processed when you called. Then you disputed it. So the only thing we can do is wait for what the bank's decision is, and we can no longer help you with it. You have to go to your bank.
Okay, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Whatever their decision
is already canceled.
Well, because once you process it, it wasn't canceled till after you were charged, sir.
No, it was canceled on the 15th of March. You guys didn't
yes,
cancel it like you were supposed to. The original.
Bear with me, sir. Bear with me.
One second,
sir.
You're fine.
1 second. Sir, you were charged March 15th, sir, and there was no call for you from me before March 15th. But
so,
now that it's
so
already disputed it with your bank, we can no longer handle this account with you. You have
right,
to take all your questions to the bank.
So let me just try to make sense of what you're saying here. On the 8th of March is when the transaction was first processed. That's when the trial thing went through, right? So you're telling me that you charged my card again on the 15th of March.
No, sir.
Which
Hang
is
on
7
second.
Days later.
No, sir. I'm saying you said you called on the 15th. There's no call from you on the 15th of March, sir.
That's,
the charge didn't go through to the 25th of March.
That's probably because the lady I spoke to on the phone didn't even speak English.
No, sir. If you had spoken to someone, there would be a timestamp. Well,
ma'am.
I do apologize, sir. Now that the bank, sir, there's nothing further we can do for you. Once you take it to your bank, you take it out of our hands, we can no longer discuss this account with you. You have to take all questions to your bank. I do apologize.
So then I'm just going to contact the Attorney General because your company is bullshit.
Sir, well, sir, there's nothing we can do about that. You've disputed it. They're going to tell you the same thing we did. Once you dispute it, you took it out of the company's hands. But we do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
All right. You too.